You're telling me now you have a child.
Well, I just realized now that we have things in common.
Psst.
I'm sorry I asked, but they don't take bank cards here. Could you pay for it now and I'll pay you back later?
You don't have any money and you want to get married?
No, I've got a card. I have a card. Sorry.
A theater actor? Oh, just get out of here.
It's not important for a person to have a beautiful face. What's important is for a person to be beautiful on the inside. And you're very beautiful on the inside.
Tell me, are you feeling all right?
This has been Sharam's situation the past few months. Sharam's really gotten tired of being alone, and he's been trying to find someone no matter what it takes and to start a new married life again. But as he says, his luck is worse than he thought it was.
I'm a really unlucky person. Fortune has turned its back on me. You tell me, what's wrong with me that no one's willing to get married to me? I've really gotten tired of this life. What's wrong with me? I'm kind, I'm sacrificing, I'm compassionate, and I'm a family man. What is wrong with me? Huh?
In our opinion, Sharam only had one problem, and it was that he wasn't being realistic. Sharam had become severely depressed. Unfortunately, because of that minor problem that he had, there was nothing we could do about it. The weeks passed by, and Sharam's depression kept getting worse and worse. He didn't go to work anymore, he didn't eat anything, and he didn't care about his appearance. He was starting to look really bad. He had dark circles under his eyes, and his hair kept getting grayer and grayer. Of course, because I'm his sister, I can see the smallest signs of my aging brother. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but it was completely obvious that he was getting older. Sharam was getting further away from reality day by day, and he was taking shelter in cyberspace. The same Sharam that didn't have any interest in social networks and the cyber world was spending most of his time roaming around in that world. It seems it's true when they say depressed people spend more time on the internet and the cyber world more than healthy people do. In the beginning, because he didn't know how to create a personal page for himself, he asked me to do it for him. But just a few days after creating his personal page, an unexpected friend request came for him. This friend request came from Sepide, his former wife.
It makes no difference if the father goes or the mother goes. They've written parents. I asked their principal and it makes no difference. Look, if neither of us goes, the child will really be upset. They're supposed to honor him as a top student. Tonight is fine. You can keep him with you tonight. Yeah, I'll come and pick him up. Yes, all right. Goodbye.
Sharam, I think you're a really good man. You're good, you're kind. I think those ladies that said no to you have got problems themselves. That's what I really think. Otherwise, I think it would be any woman's dream to be able to marry you. I really do think that you'd make a great husband. I really do.
Then why don't they let me make their dream come true?
No, well, maybe they're not included among those women. The ones that are saying no aren't included among them.
But you said any woman.
Yes, well, no, I'll revise it. Not any woman.
Should I be happy right now?
I'll say it another way. I think that you are such a good man that, it would be a dream for many women to, marry you. Is many right? Yes, I agree.
Yeah, many is good.
Many.
Well, right now, what percentage is many?
I don't know the percentage. Many means a lot.
No, well, if you just calculated it right now, what is the percentage?
But I can't say it like
that.
There's
nothing to it. Look, it's really simple. I've proposed to 17 women up until now, and they've all said no to me. How many percent is that?
No, you get the percentage from the total. We can't do it like this.
Well, you can get it from the total. I've gone and proposed to a total of 17 women. What's the percentage?
No, look, you're making a mistake. It's not like that. 17 isn't the total. The total has to be a larger number, mm-hmm. And this is just a part of the total.
It means there was a total of 17 women. I went and asked them to marry me, and they all said no to me. It's really simple.
Look, Sharam, dear, you don't understand what aunt means. What aunt means is that they get a percentage from a larger number. For example, there has mm-hmm. to be 100 people.
Yes, at least.
Huh? Yeah. Now, just suppose it's the dream of 70% of women to marry you. It means there's 30 women that don't want to marry you, and that's their own problem. We don't care about them. Hmm? You've asked 17 women to marry you, right? Well, just think those 17 women are a part of those 30 people, the 30% that don't want to marry you.
Mm-hmm. Well, good job, that's right. Just your luck, those 17 women were a part of the 30 people that were going to say no to you. You don't do these calculations and that's mm-hmm. how you become depressed. Well, that's how it is. I completely understand now. Oh.
Why are you laughing? You mean I have to go and ask 100 women to marry me so we can figure out the percentage?
Come on, do you want to get married or figure out the percentage?
You're the one that's saying it.
Do you want to hear what I have to say? You should go and marry Sepide. Why don't
Sepide?
You?
Sepide?
Yes, Sepide. I know that you don't like her, but I think Sepide is the only person who can,
tolerate me?
Understand you.
Hmm. Understanding is a way of tolerating.
No, there's a big difference. I agree with Aunt. Look, Sepide is the only person that can get along with you.
Get along? What's wrong with me? I'm a human being.
No, what I mean is that Sepide is a good woman. Look, the two of you can start all
over
again.
It'll be really good for Maziar too.
All right. Now, in your opinion, what percent is the likelihood that Sepide will want to live with me?
Sharam, dear, we couldn't get the percentage from 17 people, so how are we going to get the percentage from one person?
No. Well, it's really simple. Based on what you know of Sepide, what percent is the likelihood that she'll live with me
I've
again?
I've always been weak in math and percentages.
Yeah, me too.
Let's do it another way. Is Sepide a part of the 30% who say no, or is she part of the 70% who say yes?
I say she's part of the 70%.
Part of the 70%. Now, what percent do you think is the likelihood that I'll want to live with Sepide again? Please tell me.
Sharam, stop it already. You keep making it more difficult.
No, he's not depressed. He's crazy.
Mm. No, but it's really simple. In the real world, how is it possible for a person to go and propose to 17 women and not one of them say yes? And then They're all part of the 30%. And that 70% who say yes, none of them are in there. It means not even one person. Yes. Hello. I'm him. Go ahead. Yes, yes. Hello. No, please, go ahead. What's happened? What happened? What happened? Has something happened to Maziar? No, no. I'll be right there. Sure. I'll be right there. No, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Goodbye.
Who was it? What happened?
Maziar. Maziar got into a fight at school. Have you ever seen me get into a fight? Have you ever seen me hit someone for no reason? Why would a person hit someone for no reason, huh? Get inside. Why are you just standing there staring at me? Go on, go and change your clothes.
Hello, darling. Hello. Hello? What happened? Why are you scolding
Hello.
Him?
He deserves it, man. He went and hit one of his classmates on the head at school.
Maziar, he's not the Yes. type of child to get in fights. What's happened?
That's what I'm so upset about. I never thought he'd do such a thing. And when I ask him why he did it, he just stands there and stares at me.
Well, let me go talk to him, huh?
It's no use. It's as though he's sworn not to say anything.
Well, with the way you're acting, it's obvious that the child won't say anything. You have to talk to him in his own way. Let me go talk to him and see what he says. Maziar, I want to tell you a secret, shall I? Unlike your father, who doesn't like fighting at all, I really love fighting.
But I really hate fighting.
So then, like your father? Actually, I was joking. I don't think fighting is very nice at all. Why should people fight with each other?
But sometimes it's necessary. Grandfather said to my dad one day when someone lied to him.
Well, if your dearly departed grandfather said it, then it must be necessary. That's right, sometimes it's necessary. You got in a fight because you probably thought it was necessary. Do you want to tell me what happened, why you got in a fight?
I didn't get in a fight. I just pushed him, and he hit his head on the ground.
So what happened that you pushed him?
During recess, he came up to me and said, "What's up, bro?"
That's all?
Yeah, and I said, "I'm good, bro. You're the best."
Well, and then?
Then we went in the classroom.
So you got in a fight in the classroom?
No. During class, we kept sneaking snacks to each other and laughed a lot. And then in the end, the teacher kicked us out.
And that's when you said it's his fault and he said it's your fault and you got in a fight?
No, Aunt. Outside of class, we kept laughing and I said it's my fault and he said it's his fault.
Maziar, dear, the way you're describing it, they'll be giving you a Nobel Peace Prize any day now. So what happened that you pushed him? Did you get in a fight? What happened? Maybe he fell down on his own, huh?
No, I pushed him.
What on earth? Your dad figures out percentages like that, and you're describing getting into a fight like this. Why? Tell me what happened that caused you to push him. Why did you push him?
During the next recess, he came up to me again and said, "What's up, bro?"
"Forget it, darling. I know the rest of it. Then you said, 'I'm good, bro. You're the best,' and you put your arms around each other's shoulder and went into the classroom, right?"
"Yeah, Aunt. You're really smart."
"Yes, I'm really smart. I'm a genius. Change your clothes so we can go and have lunch." "What on earth?"
"Aunt?"
"Yes?"
"Don't you want to know why I pushed him to the ground?"
"Darling, I don't think you pushed him. He fell down on his own."
"Yes, I pushed him. He was telling the other kids from now on, me and him are going to become brothers. That his dad wants to go and marry my mom. Could you please not tell my dad? He'll get upset."
"He thinks that if you find out his mother's getting married, you'll get upset."
"Huh? Me? Why would I get upset? What's it to me?"
"Now, in his child's mind, that's the way he thinks. He's got the right. It's insulted his masculinity. He said it in front of the other children, and Mazia got upset. Sharam. Sharam, where are you?" "Look, make sure that you don't let him know that I told you."
"All right. If he talks to you again, do something for him to get over his sensitivity, please."
"Is it a stain that I can get rid of with detergent? Well, he's a boy. He's got machismo within him."
"What machismo, Aunt? Machismo, machismo. What does he even know about machismo?"
"Do you have to know in order to have it? He's just like you. Do you know when Fazad came to ask for Shiva's hand in marriage, what a scene you made? It's genetic. He's got it."
"Aunt, the way you say genetic, it's as though he's really my child."
"Oh, whatever. I don't know. He's learned it from you. How should I know?"
"Aunt, aren't we having lunch? I'm hungry."
"I'm coming, darling. I'm coming right now." "Just be careful that you don't let him know, okay?"
"Ahoy!"
"Ah!
What's
the score?
11-6.
Man, it's 11
you
to 6.
You were on 5.
Man, it was just 11 to 5.
When I hit it over there, you said 11 to 4. Right now it's 11
to
5.
No, it was 10 to 6 and now it's 11 to 6. That's right.
What?
No, that's
no
right.
Way,
you
man.
Scored 1 point.
11 to 5.
Hey, hey, referee. Hey, why aren't you
What's
paying attention, huh? You just sit there and stare. What's the score? Huh?
12 to 8.
And he doesn't know what to
Where
say.
Are you, man?
He doesn't know. You're really
are you
out of it.
Right?
I mean, where
here,
are
come
you?
Come here. Come and play instead of me. It'll make you feel
no,
better.
No,
come over here.
I'm not
come
in the mood.
Game.
No.
Come on.
Keep your score
You're
yourself. I'm going upstairs.
Oh, we've been keeping score up until now. You went to a lot of trouble.
What's wrong with him?
How should I know? He's not feeling well. He must have gone and proposed to someone again. And
What's
I said
the score?
No to him. Come on. We'll say 11 to 6. Come
no
on.
No way, man. I haven't forgotten. 11 to
oh.
5.
Yes. Come inside, son.
Hello.
Hold on a minute. What's going on? Did you get in a fight? I'm asking if you got in a fight!
I'm glad I hit him. It made me feel better.
Maziara had beat up his classmate, Aryan, again. Actually, this time it was outside of school, and it was only so that he'd feel better. The whole story started on that day that Sepideh went to the teacher's parents' meeting instead of Sharam. It was there that Aryan's father, who's been divorced for several years, sees Sepideh, and a few days later asks her to marry him. Sharam managed to convince Maziar to go to Aryan's house and apologize to him.
Oh, Sharam! Oh, did you get in a fight?
Yeah. That stupid jerk with the way he's raised his son,
oh.
Jerk.
Mazia? What happened? Didn't you go there to apologize?
Yes, but as soon as we got there and the Rain's dad opened the door, my dad punched a Rain's dad in the face.
He hit Sapide's suitor?
Yes, he went to his house and punched him in the face as soon as he saw him.
Shahram?
Yes, Shahram.
He hit the guy?
Yes, of course. Afterwards, he got really beat up.
Aha, okay. Mm-hmm. I was surprised. I thought he'd beat the guy up, you know.
Right now, all the surprise and mouth gaping open was about whether he beat him up or got beaten up.
No, if you said he'd beat him up, there's no way I'd believe it.
Me too.
It.
Ever since I can remember, Sharam's always gotten beaten up. He's never beaten anyone up.
All right.
Excuse me, but I think when she said it, Mabube meant something else.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to know, from this entire story, there wasn't anything else that was interesting
for
you.
No, what was interesting for us, he got beat up just like
now,
always.
Now, if he'd beaten the other guy up, it would have been interesting.
Excuse me, but I think that what Mabube means, isn't it interesting for you that Sharam went to the house of an ex-wife suitor and got beaten up? Isn't that strange?
Good job.
Aha, you're right. He wanted to indirectly say what's in his heart.
Whoa. Couldn't it be any more direct than that, Shadi dear? Can you even be called sisters? I feel really bad for Sharam. With sisters like you, he's got the right to be in this situation.
Really? That's exactly what I wanted to say. Can you even be called sisters? Come on, let's go do something to get those two together.
It won't work. My dearly departed mother tried 100 times and nothing happened.
Why didn't it happen?
Because Sharam says these kinds of things a lot, but as soon as he's in front of Sepide, he becomes a completely different person. Stubborn, prideful, a bully. He just wants to blame Sepide for everything.
She's right, Aunt. It's completely useless.
I understand him. He's a man. He's got pride. His pride won't allow him to take the first step. We have to talk to him.
We've talked a lot.
You've talked about 100 times, so just add one more to it. I'll talk to him myself. We'll get up and go over there and talk to him. It has to work.
All right, come on already. Then if you'll excuse me, I'll be leaving.
You're not coming.
Why would I come? It's better if it's handled with the family. Let me know what happens, okay?
Of course,
definitely. Definitely, Layli, dear.
Sharam! Where are you?
Don't say anything.
I'm coming! What? What do you want? Why are you so flustered?
Sharam, dear, you know how much I love you. We wanted to talk to you about a very important matter, but you have to promise to listen to everything first before you give your opinion, all right?
All right, I'll listen. I'm listening to you.
Look, in life sometimes there are situations where things don't happen the way that a person wants them to, all right? Especially in married life, this kind of thing happens a lot. No, so that's why, well, you need to look at the glass half full. It's true that in minor matters people might have a difference of opinion, but what's important is that regarding important matters, they're both of the same mind, on the same page, no? For example, you and...
Sepide.
Uh-huh. You and Sepide.
It's Sepide. Sepide is calling.
Oh, well, answer it. Answer.
Well, she never calls. She usually doesn't do
Come
such
on,
things.
Just answer it now.
Answer? Hello? Hello? I'm fine, thanks. Are you well? That's great.
Thank goodness.
What's happened?
She called right on time.
Why are you yelling?
You see?
Oh, thank goodness.
Talk properly so I can understand what you're saying, huh? I'm glad I did it. He deserved it. Oh, what's it got to do with you? My son was being bothered, so I gave him what he deserved. Look, it's none of my business what your answer to him was. I wanted to do it. Huh? So why are you defending him right now? Oh, you were embarrassed. What relationship do you have with him for you to be embarrassed? You said it and I believed it. Fine. Huh? You know what? I'm going over there again and I'll beat him until he's dead. That's right. Forget you.
Sharam, try to control yourself.
How can I control myself? The woman goes and judges me, asking why I went and got into a fight with that jerk.
And, well, so did she say yes to him?
She says she didn't.
Well, then why is she upset?
Nothing. She calls me and says, With my uncivilized actions, I've embarrassed her and her son. There's no one there to tell her that if her son's reputation is important for her, she would have said no to that jerk right away so that rude son of his wouldn't embarrass Mazyar in front of his friends. That's how it should be.
All right, not belittle him. Oh, all right already. Just calm down. What she said isn't all that irrelevant.
Don't you go and defend her for no reason.
Oh, I'm not defending anyone, but, well, I'm just telling you to calm down. Now just don't take it to heart.
All right. So what do you want to say?
Nothing. I'll tell you later.
No, go ahead. I'm calm now. I'm calm.
No,
I drank some water. I'm calm. Man, just say it. I'm calm. There's no problem. There's no problem.
I wanted to say that now that this has happened, what if Mazyar changes his school, huh?
It's nothing, son. Go back to sleep. Calm down, son. I'm right here next to you. Sleep. What are you doing, son?
I want to go stay with Mom.
Don't you have clothes over there? Why are you taking these?
I want to go stay there forever.
What do you mean, forever?
If Mom isn't alone, then she won't get married.
You don't need to worry. Your mom won't get married.
I really don't want to have two dads.
You'll always have one dad, and it's me, even if your mom gets married.
If my mom really gets married to a arranged dad, then I'll have two dads, and I don't want to have two dads. The kids will make fun of me.
Come, give me a hug. Come and give Daddy a hug.
Dad?
What is it, son?
Don't let Mom get married. I dreamt that Mom got married to a arranged dad. I don't want Arrain to become my brother. He's really a bad boy.
All right, son. I won't let it happen. I won't let it happen.
Sepide's friend request was the beginning of something new. Something that could change everything.
Thank you.
Hurry up already. Mm-mm-mm.
What happened?
You know, the poor guy is really nice and kind-hearted. It's just that he's a bit crazy.
So where have you gotten to?
Some good places. He's gradually starting to bring down his guard. Look.
Fuzzle, do you think it's time yet for me to give Sir Peter a friend request?
Nah, wait a few days until I'm sure. We shouldn't rush ahead without having a plan in place. Take a look over here.
Yes. Look. Once again, the sly cat and the wily fox had gotten started. Of course, with good intentions and without even letting us know about it. Fuzzle had created a page in Sepide's name and had sent a friend request to Sharam, who had just created his own personal page. And Layli had created a fake page in Sharam's name and was ready to get started as soon as they had become certain about Sharam's feelings for Sepide and to start talking with Sepide. Of course, she wasn't supposed to say anything of her own. The source of all the things she wanted to say to Sepide were the things that Sharam had confessed himself. Anyway, Fazal and Layli were playing the part of a filter blocker, or it would be better to say, the role of a pride blocker. They created an atmosphere for those two to be able to say what's in their hearts, even though it's possible that some would find fault with what they were doing. I myself was one of those people who became really upset when I found out about it, but I was very quickly convinced. Fazal and Layli went forward within a very well-defined framework. As Layli says, isn't what these social networks do is to bring people together? Aren't people supposed to find those that they've lost in this world? Sharam and Sepide had lost each other, and they were finding each other once again.
Right. Let's not ever talk to each other about it face to face.
And that we should never confront each other about our mistakes.
Yes.
Is that good?
Come on, Dad, hurry up.
Fix his collar too.
Hooray! Mom's here!
Aren't you going with him?
No way, man. Let the two of them go alone.
Hello,
go
Mom.
With them.
Hello, my darling. How are you?
Mama's here.
I'm
you
good.
Well?
Hello.
How
are
Hello.
You?
Are you well? Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Shall go we go, darling? Them. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go with them,
my darling.
Man, why should I go?
Go with them, huh?
Where should I go? The two of them will go.
Oh. Well, you want the three of us to go together?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, let's all three of us go.
Go on.
Hooray, my dad's coming too.
All right. Then wait while I go and get ready, okay?
All right, we'll wait.
I really love you, Aunt. Do you know that?
Even in the worst really relationship, when no one, not even the two people themselves, has any hope of improving it, one person stepping forward in order to accept their mistakes is like pouring water over a fire. With that in mind, Sepideh and Sharam were able to easily smile at each other, even though it came with some embarrassment and regret. The biggest thing that gets in the way of repairing our relationships is our own pride. Otherwise, as they say, it's not like you've killed the other person's father and can't make peace. For Sepideh and Sharam, the fact that they'd come this far meant there was a lot more room for hope. I was really happy because Sepideh was a wonderful woman and the only person who could make Sharam happy.
The two of you are really crazy, do you know that?
I'm really sorry, we weren't smart enough to come up with a better plan.
Oh, well, but didn't you think that Sharam might find out Sepideh has two different pages?
Yes.
Well?
That was exactly the first thing that we thought about.
Well,
nothing. We went and blocked Sepideh's real page from Sharam so that he couldn't go and see it.
Oh, well, and how did you do it?
One day when I came here, Sharam's page was open on your laptop and I blocked Sepideh.
You really did a bad thing.
Oh, Shiva, you nag so much. It won't happen again. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry, all right?
Wow. Really, wow. Wow, the two of you are crazy.
Oh, I know. But don't forget, you have to completely delete Sharam's page. You have his password,
yes,
right?
I created it for him myself.
Yes, it has to disappear from that network. Otherwise, we'll have to give it a virus or something.
No. Look, for example, let's say one day Sepideh wants to show Sharam these messages in order to relive the memories. Then what?
Oh, no, we didn't think about that at all.
There you go.
Don't worry. Based on what they agreed on, they both deleted it. They're not supposed to talk about it anymore.
What? And then you came up with this agreement for them?
Oh, the poor things. I think they'll get really confused. Was it real? Was it a delusion?
Whether intentionally or not, Layli mentioned a good point. All of us people have different personalities, which they call a persona or a mask, and only one of these masks is our true personality. But the problem is that even our true personality, we don't know how much of it is real and how much of it is made up. Our pride, our jealousy, our honesty, our hypocrisy, our holding a grudge, the strange things we take pleasure in, our friendships, our enmity, and everything else that we're made up of and are living with. It's not clear how much of it is ours and how much of it we've had to create because of circumstances that were forced upon us. We people are a combination of reality and what's been made up. Only those people who try to know themselves are able to get close to the truth of who they are. Then what happened to Sepideh and Sharam wasn't all that strange. In continuing with this life, just like in the past, they're going to have a problem with recognizing what's real and what isn't. It's just the way the problem looks that's changed. We're all in need of this problem, regardless of what it looks like.
The reason for many of our problems is useless pride. Many of us prefer to break other people's hearts, but not have our own useless, worthless, and meaningless pride broken. Even though many times swallowing our pride brings credibility and respect and love, and breaking others' hearts causes hatred and aversion, and for us to have a bad name, we still prefer to break other people's hearts instead of our own pride. This is one of the strange things about us human beings.
I don't really agree with Fazel and Layli's method. They didn't create a relationship. Instead, they gave shape to a false relationship, and because this relationship is fake and made up, it can easily face problems again. I wish they'd chosen a better way.
You might be right, but they created the circumstances for Sharam and Sepideh to be able to honestly say what's in their hearts, because in real life, they wouldn't have done anything. If afterwards they have problems again, it's their own fault. At least Fazel and Layli created another chance for them. Maybe what they did was something similar to a final shot.
Unfortunately, the more complicated lives become, the more masks we put on. I'm afraid the day will come that we ourselves won't even know what our real personality is, even though it's already happened to some extent. This is one of the main reasons that we're so perplexed.
As the wise and elders say, in order to learn who you are, you have to be destroyed and built again. And love is the strongest force that can do this to a person. It's both difficult and joyful.
شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم قدم تو چشم من شیرین تره خواب تو از بیداری ها باید تو رو پیدا تعبیر رویاهام دیدم یه شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم